Economics, a critical shortcoming. Companies say it's not easy finding the right people for the jobs available. Brain drain has been a persistent problem for many developing countries. The problem has been less pronounced in Thailand because its educational system simply does not produce enough quality graduates for the domestic labor market in the first place, let alone enough to lead to human capital flight. Employers report having difficulty hiring people with problem-solving skills and good work habits, and finding applicants with even basic reading skills, says Yongyu Chalamwang, a labor expert with the Thailand Development and Research Institute, or TDRI. And a significant number of them report that their skill requirements for entry-level positions have increased over the years. Many have responded to shortages either by hiring less qualified candidates or by leaving positions unfilled. As a result, productivity has declined. Work-based learning, or WBL, in educational institutions could break the bottleneck, argued Dr. Yongyut. In work-based learning, students gain relevant, practical experience in real work situations. This means students spend one or two semesters at production sites, or experts from companies come to the schools and teach the students. As the supply and demand of labor need to be matched, schools and enterprises need to share resources and make joint decisions on curriculum and training, said Dr. Yongyut. Finding employers willing and able to implement such programs can be difficult. Companies worry about liability and do not usually have the resources to subsidize WBL. Labor demand and supply matching can also be problematic, as the economy changes fast and graduates may, in the end, find themselves with skills no longer needed. Dr. Yongyut argued educational institutions need to receive clear signals as to the country's development strategy to be able to plan accordingly. Because the supply side takes 6 to 9 years to come up with graduates, we need foresight about the direction of the Thai economy, where the country will be in 5, 10, and 15 years, so that the education system will have enough time to adjust to the requirements of the labor market, he said. But Thailand lacks a strategic development direction in the medium and long term. Dr. Yongyut said the development visions of the National Economic and Social Development Board, or NESDB, and other agencies are often at odds. The education ministry tends to be supply-driven, but even so, it cannot produce good and talented graduates to serve the market. The Thai educational system is just not functioning at the right level. Thailand currently ranks below Singapore, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Indonesia in educational standards, particularly those related to language and communications. Even the quality of vocational education is not good enough, despite TDRI research showing the employment rate for graduates of vocational education programs is currently higher than those with university degrees. The output from vocational education hardly meets the needs of employers, mainly due to outdated teachers and outdated knowledge, said Dr. Yongyut. He said, to enhance vocational education, a new track must be created to recruit bright students with high grades into the system. To attract such students, jobs and salaries must be guaranteed, while educational infrastructure will have to be improved and lab facilities added. This will resolve the bias held by society that vocational education is only for second-class students incapable of going to university, noted Dr. Yongyut. Weak primary education at public and private schools alike must also be addressed. TDRI research shows the basic educational system does not lack resources, especially money, but rather accountability on the part of principals and directors. To increase the accountability of directors, the ministry should use exit exam results, such as those from the Ordinary National Educational Test, or ONET, to gauge performance. It should also make the allocation of government subsidies to schools conditional. This kind of a carrot-and-stick method has never been used by the ministry, which tends only to issue warnings. Schools are asked to submit reports on how they plan to improve student standards, but there is no evaluation.